Please welcome Alicia Klein.
Miss Miller was one of those teachers, my fifth grade teacher, one of those teachers, we just all loved her. She was young. She was so young that even as fifth graders, we knew that she was young. And she was full of energy, and she just made everything fun. We went on field trips that year to Gettysburg and to the state capitol and things that would normally have just bored me to tears. And she made them fun. I remember sitting on top of our desks and listening to her read aloud from Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. And we would all like giggle and cover our faces at all the parts about boobs and menstruation. I just loved Miss Miller, and I wanted her to love me too. I'm sure she liked me. You know, I was a good student and well-behaved, and I'm sure she liked me well enough, but I wanted her to really love me the way that I loved her. But the problem was I was really, really shy. I know a lot of kids are shy, but I was beyond shy. I was paralyzingly shy, debilitatingly shy. I was so shy that I did not speak to my childhood dentist until I was 17. Not a word. I was so shy that in first grade, one day, I stayed after school for some activity, and a friend of mine was supposed to be there too, and then her mom was going to drive me home afterwards. But then she got sick. She wasn't in school that day, so her mom didn't come. And I went out in front of the school after whatever activity it was over, and I stood there, and I didn't know what to do. I mean, I knew what to do. I knew I should go ask for help, but I couldn't make myself do it. You know, because being shy, it's not the same as being quiet. It is not the same as being introverted. For me, being shy was like being trapped inside my body, unable to do the things that I wanted to do or to say the things that I wanted to say. I could not make myself do things. So I stood in front of that school, and luckily, one of my neighbors happened to drive by and see me and give me a ride home. I have many stories like this. You know, at summer camp, it was my first overnight camp. I think I was about 9. And one night we took a bus to the boys' camp to see the counselors put on a show or something. And then, you know, we took a bus back, and I fell asleep on the way back. And when I woke up, I was in this parked bus, completely empty. I was the only one on the bus. Everyone had gotten off the bus and somehow not noticed that I had fallen asleep. And so I got off the bus, and there were lots of people milling around, but no one that I recognized. And I just started walking, looking for my cabin, and got totally lost in the dark, terrified of getting lost in the woods or running into a mountain lion or a murderer. But I could not ask for help. And finally, after wandering around for what felt like forever, and was probably not very long because I was 9, I found the cabin. So many stories like this, but the worst one happened when I was 13. So I'd been bat mitzvahed. My religion and Mother Nature both considered me a full-grown woman at this point in my life. And it was another summer camp experience, day camp this time. First day of camp, we met in an auditorium and played games. And they told us that the next day we'd meet in the same place, but then we would walk over to a different room for the rest of the day. But the next day, my mom was a little bit late dropping me off. So by the time I got there, they had already left the auditorium. And again, I knew all I had to do was go to the front desk and ask where they were. So I walked towards the desk, and I chickened out. I just kept walking past it. I went down the hallway. I turned around. Okay, I'm going to do this. Try again. Turned back around, walked back towards the desk, and no, I just kept walking. I did this 3 or 4 times. Finally, I went to the bathroom. I sat down to like gather myself and like get some courage. I sat in that bathroom stall for 6 hours. I didn't have a cell phone. This was 1992. I didn't have a computer. I didn't even have a book on me. I had my lunch money, which was useless, and I had a watch. And I sat there. For 6 hours, I could not get myself to go and ask for help. And I waited until my mom came back to pick me up. I ran out of that bathroom just like praying that no one would see me or recognize me. I jumped into her car. Go, go, just get out of here, like sobbing. I told her everything. That is how shy I was as a kid. I'm actually still that shy. I've just found a lot of coping mechanisms and ways to do things anyway. But so anyway, getting back to Miss Miller and fifth grade, on March 20th, 1990, the spring of my fifth grade year, Miss Miller came to school and stood in front of us and held up an egg, a plain white egg from the grocery store. And she said, "Today is the spring equinox." And she told us what that meant. And she said, "Some people say that on the spring equinox, you can balance an egg on its side." Something about the gravity between the earth and the sun, I don't know. We all just stared at her, enraptured. She took that egg and she placed it on her desk and let go. And that egg rolled off the desk, crack, splat on the ground, egg everywhere. And we all laughed, and Miss Miller laughed loudest of all. I told my parents that story that night, and we all laughed again. And then my dad said, "You know, I can balance an egg on its side any day of the year. It doesn't have to be the equinox." I said, "No, Dad, come on. Miss Miller tried. She can't do it. It's a myth. It's not true." He said, "Okay, all right." But after dinner, he cleared off the table and got out a carton of eggs and took an egg and balanced it on the table. Just sort of shifted the weight back and forth a couple times, let go, and that egg stood on its side. I practiced that whole evening. I stood every egg in that carton up on its side. And the next day, I took an egg to school with me. Actually, I took two because I was afraid one might break. And I sat in my desk with an egg in my lap, and I willed myself to raise my hand. And I was so scared. I was so scared. How was I going to do this? How could I possibly get myself to do this? Like, what if it didn't work and everyone laughed at me? Or what if it did work and everyone laughed at me? I sat there shaking, but I wanted to show this to Miss Miller so badly that I forced myself to raise my hand. It was shaking, and she called on me. And I said, "Miss Miller, I can balance egg on the side." And I don't know if she heard me. I didn't wait for a response. I took that egg out. My whole body was shaking at this point. And I was terrified it wasn't going to work because I was shaking so hard. And I started shifting it back and forth, back and forth. And then it happened. I found that sweet spot, and I let go, and that egg stayed on its side. There was a moment of silence. And then there was applause. There were cheers. My classmates were standing up and cheering. Kids from the other fifth grade classes were like peeking over the divider, trying to see what was happening. And I sat there just basking in the glory of this applause. And I looked up and Miss Miller, she was smiling at me, and she was cheering too.